We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. It's the Friday, November 10th edition of the show. And Horvat, off of his suspension, we suspended him last week.
Yeah.
It was a pre-suspension because we knew that I'd be pissed at him. You are like now the second biggest douche I know that likes the Cubs and Notre Dame behind Craig Counsell.
Oh,
are you even excited? Like, do you even care? Like, Cubs fans, I don't even think care that they got a manager that they think is not good. Cool. They're just like, fuck the Brewers, because Chicago doesn't think they have a rivalry with the Brewers. But I was the main character of Cubs Twitter all week. People, laugh.
It's a rivalry. It's a rivalry. We don't like you guys. You don't like us. I mean, like, it wasn't a rivalry because, like, especially for me, because my great uncle used to call games for the Milwaukee Braves when they last won a World Series. Shout out to the great Earl Gillespie. But I didn't hate the Brewers because growing up, like, my Cubs were in the NL Central. They're sock. They're harmless. I went to the ballpark every day, and I was watching fucking Brian McRae and Kevin Orie and a bunch of losers win 68 games. And then I had a couple of years of Sammy Sosa all roided up hitting home runs, and that was the greatest time of my life. Like, we didn't – there was one year where we went to the postseason, and, you know, fucking people will blame Steve Bartman. It wasn't his fault that Alex Gonzalez booted that easy double play, and they ended up losing to the Marlins. So, you know, the Brewers were in the American League. So, if anything, I kind of cheered for them. I'm like Team Midwest, especially now that I'm stuck here on the East Coast. You know, anybody but Minnesota, I'll cheer for. But it's like, then all of a sudden, Brewers come over to our territory, the NL Central, right? They start beating us, and that's cool. Like, we're like, okay, that's a cool story. Like, we got our World Series in 2016 with a bunch of young dudes. You know, we were like the scrappy underdog team, even though you guys don't want to believe it because we're from a big market. Like, the Sox almost get more attention than the Cubs do. Like, growing up, all my friends were Sox fans. They had like the cool hats and the cool jackets.
Nobody cares about the Sox.
And I'm wearing this goofy fucking blue hat and blue and red jacket looking like Bozo the Clown. The White Sox hat, I always wanted to be a White Sox fan growing up, but I couldn't. Like, here's the thing. I would love to be a Brewer fan. I'm a Wisconsin fan mostly. I like the Packers. But growing up, my grandfather and my dad were Cub fans. You know, even when we would go on vacation in Florida, WGN, the Cub games were carried there. We'd go to Wrigley Field because nobody else was there. And we rooted for a shit team to eventually win a World Series. Finally got that. You guys come over to our territory, and then it's hang the L. Hang the fucking L every time we lose. Like, it sucks bad enough to lose a baseball game when you have a 5-run lead and some asshole comes in and blows a save like Chapman. And then all of a sudden I go on social media and it's hang the L.
Hang the fucking L, bitch.
You hang that L. We got your manager now, bitch.
What I've noticed is every time I get mixed up with Cubs Twitter, there's just an enormous amount of, you can't win. There's a million of these 55 follower accounts saying, cry more. What's a Bart Winkler? Burr. I mean, it's the same nine things that 7 million people say. Fuck all you guys. You know who I really blame? You know who I blame?
Steve Bartman.
We can blame Craig, who we should. Backstab bitch. We should blame Mark. Yeah. We can blame everybody. I blame Bud Selig. Bud Selig's idiot ass. He's the one that wanted the Brewers in the National League all these years ago because he wanted, I don't know, Cubs fans. If we don't go to the National League, we don't hate the Cubs.
And exactly.
This betrayal never hurts so bad. So fuck Bud.
Like, growing up, I know you guys hate to hear this. Growing up, you could cheer for the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago Cubs.
I did.
Okay, then you just admitted it. So why now is it like, do I talk any shit ever? No, I hate my, I talk shit about the Cubs.
Well, you hate baseball.
I like it when my team's good, so I've liked it for
I think I'm getting to the point.
On this planet, they've been good. Like, I cheer for a shit team. I can't turn my back. Like, this year, I hate this fucking Packers team. I have to talk about this team three times a week. I want to tear my fucking eyeballs out watching this team. And yet, like, Sunday I'm still going to be there. I'm still going to be there every Sunday, dude. You know what I mean? I'm still going to cheer for them because only a loser stops cheering for his team. So
I don't think baseball, Horvat.
I'm happy about Craig Counsell, but I also find it crazy because growing up, I thought it was so nuts that Michael Jordan came back for that final year and he made $30 million. And I was like, $30 million for one season? Well, it is Michael Jordan. And then you look at Craig Counsell, the money he's making to manage a fucking baseball team. It's wild. I mean, I'm excited because it shows that the Cubs, these losers, the Ricketts family and Jed Hoyer are actually going to go out there and try to spend some money. Because if you're spending that money on your manager, you better be going out there and making a trade for Juan Soto or throwing the bag at Shohei Ohtani. And I want nice things. I want to win another World Series. I deserve another. It. Like, you guys deserve it. Like, I hope one day you get to walk. Like, this year, when you guys get in the postseason, every year that the Cubs suck, which is every other year, pretty much, I cheer for you guys to get your World Series so you could experience that joy. Like, luckily, my grandmother was still on this planet. My grandfather, like, when the Cubs won the World Series, I was in tears on the phone. I was stuck in Iowa at the time, like, with my family talking about it. It was one of the greatest experiences. People were going to the graveyard, like, listening to the radio with their dead grandfather, dead dad. It was awesome. I want you guys to experience that. But it is a rivalry. Fuck you guys. We got your manager. Mr. All Wisconsin comes over to the north side of Chicago where the women are beautiful. The beers are expensive, but the atmosphere is great. That ain't a baseball game. That's a Jimmy Buffett concert every day at Wrigley Field, baby. Every day. And I don't want to hear about the bathrooms. Don't tell me about the bathrooms. They fix the bathrooms. That ain't your grandfather's Wrigley Field. There's a fucking sports book. I think you could get a lap dance right along third base line now. Like, these ballparks are becoming crazy in these markets.
Not ours. Ours, we need a new HVAC system, and the city's got to pay $400 million for it.
See, I always liked Miller Park, but it just smells like ass. Like, right when you walk in, it smells like cheese and ass.
Well, yeah, because we're all fat and we always fart.
Like, Wrigley Field, though, smells like piss.
So I currently weigh the most I've ever weighed in my life.
I weigh the least I've ever weighed in my life.
I'm a fat fuck. All right. You want to talk
some football? I should probably start like bulking because like when I'm in the sauna, everybody's like, man, you're thin. I'm like, you saying I'm a pussy or something like that? Yeah, let's get to the games because I forgot I got like 8 of these today and I'm pretty sure. So really quick, tomorrow night is going to be my 41st Dave Matthews concert. And my favorite Dave Matthews song is number 41.
Wow.
So I'm pretty excited.
You gotta let Dave know somehow.
And so I've been like fucking in the sauna all week, like wearing my mask. Yeah, we're like, you know, not because I'm one of those guys, but I don't want to get sick. And everybody in my studio every week is sick. Of course, today I get a text message from a shoe. He's sick. If one of those motherfuckers gets me sick before concert number 41, ooh, I will never forgive.
You've really seen Dave 40 times?
Yeah, 40 times. This will be number 41. And my wife has seen him like 25. And then for Nathan, because he's coming, because I'm not paying for a babysitter. And we can't do anything without him, like anything fun, because like you'll experience this because you have an only child as well. This is why my recommendation would be have another, but like Amanda, now our kid's 10, so we can't. It's like we've passed that. But he has to do everything with us. Like if he had a little brother, like back in the day, like I didn't get to say, hey, mom, dad, I want to go see – you know, Zeppelin. Well, they weren't around. You know, I want to go see REM Moody. With you guys. They didn't see. My dad only saw like good concerts, and that's why I was always pissed.
Hey, Hootie's back on tour.
Like my dad one time. But anyway, so we got to take my kid everywhere. I'll never forget the most I've ever been pissed at my dad. He was like, my parents got divorced, and he was like dating this like 24-year-old smoke. And on New Year's Eve, I was a fan. Remember the band Ween? Push the little daisies and make them come up. My dad, like with this young chick, went and saw Ween on New Year's Eve. And I was like 11 at the time. And I'm like, fuck you. I want to go see Ween. And he didn't even know who they were.
Did you go with him?
No, he went without me. But like, I take my son everywhere. So this is going to be Dave concert number three for him already.
Wow. Does he like him or is it?
Yeah. He, I mean, like he likes the experience. He likes, so Carter Buford, in my opinion, is the greatest drummer on the planet right now. I'd have to fact check that. I don't know if he still is. I got to check who's still alive, but he's awesome. I love him. I wear his jersey to the concerts, number 41, Buford. And Nate's into the drums. He wears this little headset. We're fucking jacked. So let's get to the picks. I'm so excited for this college slate. I hope I'm not too hungover because I also have to do my show, though, on Saturday. You won't be on Saturday. Will you competing with me?
You still have an open invite to Pittsburgh. I'm going to Pittsburgh.
When is that?
Next weekend.
This week. Oh, yeah, that's who the Packers play.
Yeah, I'm going.
Oh, fuck. You're going?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I might have to meet up. That's not too far from me.
How far is Pittsburgh from the DMV?
You know what? Maybe I should go, actually. I really hope. If I have COVID, I will put fucking a shoe.
What is up with you guys? Why? COVID's over.
It's not me. It is never me. I can't help, though, when I'm in the studio, dude.
Just go to work sick. What the fuck?
Dude, they don't. Well, I do. That's the thing. Like, especially during football season. During baseball season, I don't want to be there healthy.
You can't be over the age of 20 and not come to work because you have a tiny cough. Go to work. Well,
in today's world, like, you kind of have to.
No, nobody cares no more. If I don't care, nobody cares. You know what I do care about? I care about the great deals at happyplacehemp.com. Promo code is BART. 25% off every order, every single thing you get, every single gummy you get, every single tincture you get, every single balm you get, every CBD or THC or CBN or XYZ or ABC or ASS.
What about do they got THC?
THC, dynamite, THC.
Win the fight!
Happy Place Hemp. 25% off with the promo card code BART. Dynamite.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dude, greatest invention, speaking of concerts, right? To all the real ones out there. Like let's dynamite. Let's say, okay, so my wife is going to obviously drive.
Happyplacehemp.com.
You know, always drive sober or get pulled over and have your life ruined. Unless you're Gordon Bombay, then you just get pulled over. And instead of getting a DUI, they're like, hey, you want to just coach a fucking kids hockey team? That made sense. And then like first day of practice, there's just a bunch of innocent children on the ice. And he pulls up in a goddamn limo, like not thinking, hey, this could break the ice and I could kill all these kids. But the greatest invention ever are these like dab pens, these weed pens, because then you just bring them into the concert. You know, 41, One Sweet World comes on, baby. You hit the pen. And nobody knows. There's no smell, you know, because I can't like, you know, back in the day, I'd bring some blunts or some joints into the Dave concert, you know. Now you can't do that with Nathan there. Can't just sit there like, Buddy, the first time I heard this song, you know, I was 16. Had my – never mind. Let's get going with the picks. Let's get going with the picks. Check out
– the greatest invention ever is actually the light bulb, but the weed pen's good too.
I should be a spokesperson for Happy Place Hemp. You should hook me up.
Okay.
The Ryan Horvath and Bart Winkler show on 93.776 The Hog. Get the fuck out of here, Bob and Brian. The real renegades are taking over morning radio, you old farts.
Maybe that's my way back in. Maybe I can take over the Hog morning show.
I've been so okay. So that's what we should
fuck
do.
Sports
we
radio. Should. I want the Hog. You move back here. We do the Hog. We're the new Bob and Brian.
Yeah,
and then people will be like,
we'll get Chuck to forgive me for something I never did, and then he comes over because we got to have him on the show. Because like this time though, I want like a microphone. I don't want to be like shoved in a room. But like
and nobody, you could take over for Bob and Brian because nobody's gonna be like, who are these guys? I miss Bob and Brian because Bob and Brian have sucked for 20 years.
Yeah. Who's gonna miss them? It's like. Like, who listens to that shit in Milwaukee, by the way? Like,
everyone.
Guy radio.
That's all we like.
Like, what guys? Like, no offense, but, like, guys nowadays, like, don't want to just, like, make dick and fart jokes and talk about boobs and degrade women. Like,
in Wisconsin, they do.
We fucking go to the gym. Like, yeah, sure, we go out and we have drinks, but, like, you know, we're trying to, like, better our lives. We go to the gym. We're looking out for our bank account. We're trying to save up some money, take care of our children, be good dads. This isn't 1975 anymore. Get with the times. Anyway,
Wisconsin, it's
perpetual. You can still be an alpha male, right? All right, let's start with, are we doing the Thursday night game? When are you posting this? When do you post Malone in this?
Friday.
How about those fucking Panthers beating the shit out of the Bears? In what world were the Bears 3.5-point favorites? In what world does my wife still have these mini pumpkins on my? I'm like, what the fuck is that smell? Oh, it's smashing pumpkins over here.
We haven't thrown out any pumpkins either because I was told it's still fall.
You got fucking get rid of those things, turn them into pie. Are we starting with early slate Sunday?
Yeah, we got a game in Lone Don. No, in Frankfurt.
We do,
yeah. We give Patriots Colts. It's the worst primetime or national televised schedule that's ever happened. But I still got to do that. I got to find Pittsburgh's got all these tailgates, and one is with normal pricing. It's like, hey, if you just want soda, but then food, it's $20. If you want some beer, it's $35. If you want, you know, call drinks, it's $55. And then if you want all this with great seating and whatever, 75. And I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, that all makes sense. And then the one across the street is like, all you can eat and drink, $12. And it's like, I don't trust that one.
Yeah.
We'll see what I do. But yeah, like, we can watch what football are you eating and drinking. So yeah. we got Patriots Colts.
Ooh. This might be one where I don't need to wake up that early. You know what I mean? Like, Friday night going to Dave Matthews. Saturday, just an excellent day of college football. I got this weird feeling Penn State's going to beat Michigan, dude. And then like Sunday, I like to sleep a little bit. It's the one day I have of peace. But I guess I'll wake up because I'll be betting the Indianapolis Colts, who decent offensive line. Minshew Mania could push the ball down the field a little bit. They have two capable backs. I like Moss. I like Jonathan Taylor. And the Patriots are shit. They're 2-7. They're shit. I'm starting to question, like, has the game passed by Bill Belichick a little bit?
I still think there's some chatter that they might leave him in Germany if they lose.
They should. They should leave his ass in Germany. Although, would that really be a bad thing, the way that this country is going?
No, you know nobody's ever done that. No, we're always like, leave him there. I want someday, like, when McDaniels lost in Detroit, they should have left him. Don't come home and fire him the next day. Literally no. Kick him off the plane.
No, dude, it was like when Lane Kiffin was at Alabama and he was doing a post-game interview. And, like, literally during the interview, he's like, oh, shit, I think my bus is leaving. Oh, my bus is leaving. And they just left Lane Kiffin when he was at Alabama. Saban was just like, fuck him. Let's just leave him there. And they won. They won, but they, like, didn't score in the second half or something. And Saban was like, fuck this guy, and just left him. That's what you need. The problem is, the only person that would actually leave somebody in Germany is Bill Belichick. So the only way that that happens is if he like leaves himself. He's like, fuck it, I ain't coaching this team anymore. I mean, Brady clearly has won the divorce. I think Bill's a great defensive mind. I just think, like, I'm not saying the game's passed him by. He could go to Arrowhead and probably coach him to a 9-0 season, you know, but like, I just, guys don't want to be like bullied anymore. You know what I mean? Like, that's why Brady wanted the fuck out. Like, he would even like pick apart Brady in the team meetings. Like, how are we going to win a Super Bowl with a quarterback that can't complete a simple bubble screen? And Brady's probably thinking like, fuck you, guy. Like, I won you these Super Bowl rings. So I like Indianapolis. I think the Patriots are dead. R.I.P. Rest in peace. Hey, how much better is WWE than AEW?
I don't even watch AEW anymore.
Yeah. Remember, is Paul okay with that?
No. And I don't even read the recaps anymore.
Also, Paul hit me up with a text message a couple weeks ago, and he was like, if you had to choose which of these guys to keep, and it was like Goot, Jordan Love, and LaFleur, and you'd be happy to know. Actually, you would hate to know that Goot would be number one. LaFleur would be – or Love would be two, and LaFleur would be three for me. Anyway, I digress. Let's move over to the United States of America, and let's go out to Jacksonville. You know what I love about Florida? You don't have to pay taxes. Sure, there's a tremendous amount of hillbillies out there, and there's hurricanes, but the women are beautiful, the weather's always nice, and I love those, like, Jimmy Buffett-type restaurant bars where you could, like, convince your wife that you're going to dinner, but really you know you're drinking, like, three of those fishbowl things, and you're just going to get wrecked.
I took New England.
Yeah, I know. You said it.
Oh.
Wait, no, you didn't, actually.
Oh. I'm going to take – because America needs to reassert its dominance in Europe, and the Patriots are going to win.
Fuck, I didn't even think about that. And you're right. They might. I'm going to stick with my pick. I'll go Colts.
Okay.
The Jags are 3-point dogs against the San Francisco 49ers, who are 5-3, but all three losses.
Three-game losing streak.
Yep, all come in a row. Three-game losing streak. I like the Jags to cover. I think the Jags are a good football team. So, like, you can't really run on the Jags. San Francisco likes to run the ball. Trent Williams most likely not going to play in this game. They get Deebo Samuel back. Here's a hot take for you. I think Trent Williams is the most important player for the San Francisco 49ers. I know Brock Purdy's getting rid of the ball quickly, but if you look at like Pro Football Focus, they have San Francisco's offensive line graded number 22. The reason that nobody ever talks about it is because of Trent Williams. Everybody else graded out really poorly. We're Packer fans. We see what bad offensive line does to a young quarterback. So I like the Jags in this spot. I think San Francisco is going to have to push the ball down the field, and Purdy might throw a couple picks here, make a couple mistakes. And I like this Jags team, man. I wouldn't be shocked if they're in the AFC Championship game, maybe even the Super Bowl. I like T-Law. I love ETN. They got to get the defense figured out. They really fucked up not drafting Hutchinson, going with Walker. They should have drafted Hutchinson. I thought he was the for sure thing. But I like the Jags to cover the three here, maybe even win this game outright.
I like the Niners only because they've lost three in a row.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Like, can they lose four?
I like Jacksonville a lot. And I agree with how far you think they can go. But for this game in a vacuum, I'm going to go against you again, and I'm going to take the Niners, and I'll take them to cover even. Just the three.
Yeah, I like that too. All right, let's move on.
You're with me?
Well, I'm on the Jags.
Oh, I'm on the Niners.
I know. You just said, I'm listening to you. I'm
then you said, I like that too.
No, I get your thinking. Like, that's why I keep going back and forth with this one. I mean, I took the points with the Jags. Okay. Are the Niners really?
I'll have Shea tighten that up in post.
Yeah, thanks. What do you think about the Houston Texans as 7-point dogs taking on the Cincinnati Bengals? I'll tell you what I think. I like the Texans. I bet them +7. And the Bengals are playing great football right now. But how about CJ? Big game Stroud. Oh, no, he didn't do good on the SG2 cognitive test.
We still don't even know what the test was.
No, but I watch his interviews.
It was just a report that, like, he failed a test. Well, show me the test. What's the test?
This is a test. I know. I agree.
I think that we're a little too premature to take the Texans here. I'm going to disagree with you again and go with Cincinnati, even with receiver questions about health.
I like this. We got some head-to-heads this week.
I know. I think, like,
I don't feel great about this week, so I wouldn't be too worried. I like
college. I feel like next year, the Texans next year would be like 4.5-point underdogs in Cincinnati, and I would take them then. But I just feel like we're skipping ahead a little bit. And so I am going to take Cincinnati to cover the 7. That's a high spread, though. Wow.
Yeah, dude. That's a really, 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 really big number. And the Texans, I think this Texans team's pretty good, actually. They got a solid pass rush. They got CJ Stroud. I like them to at least keep this one close. All right, we go out to that dump, Minnesota, 3-point dogs. I don't hate the – I mean, I hate the Vikings, but I fucking hate that they have Dobbs now because I love the Josh Dobbs story, man. I mean, he goes –
there was a game earlier this season. What game was it? I specifically rooted for the Vikings. When did that happen? I was rooting for the Vikings. Was it against the Bears? Oh, the Niners. Yeah. I was rooting for the Vikings over the Niners. I despise the Vikings, but I don't know that I hate the Vikings. But they're like as likable as they can get right now.
Even because they got Dobbs.
Yeah. Well, even before Dobbs. Kirk's all like everybody's best friend now.
Yep.
Jefferson rules. Addison rules.
I mean, I still hate the Vikings. I mean, you know.
I think they're not bothering me because they're not, like, good. If they're, like, this little fun 8-9-win football team, whatever. If they're a 13-win team that's winning bullshit and their fans get all fucking Cubs about it, then I hate them.
Oh, another shot to us Cubs fans, huh? I don't like it. Well, anyway, they're 3-point dogs against the Saints. I'll take a favorite here. I actually like the Saints to cover. Saints are playing some good football finally. They're 5-4, figuring some stuff out on the offensive side of the ball. I like Kamara to go over his receptions every week because Derek Carr just dumps it down to him. And, like, Minnesota is a fun story right now, but, you know, I don't know what Dobbs is going to be able to do against a legit defense. Granted, this game's at home. It's a tough place to play. Give me the Saints, actually, -3 here. Was 2.5.
Yeah, you know what? I'll ride with you on that one. I'm not totally confident about it. I think the Saints are bad. I think the Vikings do end up making the playoffs, even with Dobbs.
Really?
Yeah. There's nobody left.
The defense has been a little bit better than I expected. It's been a little bit better than it was last year. I just think that...
Steal this on your show. This is what I've been saying on all my shows. I say, I'm going to give you the following teams. Ready? Rams, Tampa Bay, Atlanta, New Orleans, Green Bay, Minnesota, Washington. Two of those teams will make the playoffs.
And you want me to name the teams?
Making the playoffs.
You want me to name the teams, or you think that's like a hot take? Because I agree.
No, I want you to highlight that. That's because that's in the NFC. The Eagles are in, the Cowboys are in, the Lions are in, the Seahawks are in, and the Niners are in. The Cardinals are out, the Panthers are out, the Bears are out, the Giants are out. So there's two spots left. And the teams that are left for those two spots are Washington, Minnesota, Green Bay, New Orleans, Atlanta, Tampa Bay, and the Rams. And one of those NFC South teams is going to win their division. So everybody else sucks. So let's say the Saints win the division. One of the following teams is getting in: Washington, Minnesota, Green Bay, Atlanta, Tampa, or the Rams. That's going to be the worst 7 seed of all time.
I know. I bet Atlanta and Tampa both to make the playoffs. I liked Atlanta more coming into the season, but
I liked where Tampa was heading, and then they lost 3 in a row.
Arthur Smith sucks.
But I need a lot of Baker this weekend because my Chiefs and my Eagles, that means my Patrick Mahomes and my Jalen Hurts, are out with byes, and I didn't plan for this, so it's Baker Mayfield time in all of my leagues.
Oh, no. Well, let's go to that game, actually. That's what's next on our schedule. Baker, a 1-point favorite over Will Levis and the Titans. Ooh, dude. Fuck. Tough. Wouldn't bet this game. If I had to, let's see. So there's been some reverse line movement. Titans flipped here. Give me Tennessee. I actually like Tennessee. Will Levis has been pretty damn good, dude. I think the Titans may have found something. I know they're
throwing. Yeah, but he throws weird.
Yeah, I mean, like
he throws like he lofts them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can't tell if you just watch before the camera goes down the field. I can't tell, like, is that a throw deep or is he throwing it out of bounds? I don't know.
Actually, and also, like, if you look at it, he hasn't really been good on, like, standard downs, down to downs. He's just had a couple, like, explosive plays in both games. But
I'm gonna sucker into – if I was putting – well, what does Titans theory say? I don't think it applies this week.
Yeah, it's and like –
I'm not sure it applies with Levis.
It's a pick against Tampa. Yeah, this like might be a whole new thing where we have to watch and
Titans
learn.
Titans theory might have been – we might have to retire it. I like – how about Tampa theory is don't take them. They suck, but you take them anyway because you're an idiot. I'll take
right, like every time I bet the Bucks, they fucking blow. Like they have the ball for like 5 minutes. Like I bet them against the Eagles. They had the ball for like 3 minutes in that game. The Eagles just ran it down their throat the entire game. It was the most uneventful football game.
And Mike Evans always finishes 2 for 83 with a touchdown.
Yeah, and he catches the touchdown, though, in, like, the fourth quarter. You really got to wait for that fucking thing. And it's, like, already they're down two scores. I'll go Tennessee, but I don't really love this game.
No, not at all.
Man, what about this one? Because Baltimore's on fire right now. Best team in the league, in my opinion, on both sides of the ball. They're 7-2, but they're 6.5-point favorites over the Browns. I'd have to take the Browns. Like, I know the Ravens have been covering these numbers. I've been betting them every week, but the Browns have one of the best defenses in the league. Deshaun's back now. You know, they still have Amari Cooper. They got Njoku going. Won last week. I don't think this is a 6.5-point spread. And I know Baltimore's taking some money here, but I'll go Browns. I mean, I'll wait and bet this on Sunday, see if we could get a 7. But I like Cleveland to keep it close, I think, here. Maybe even win outright.
Baltimore's just been so good.
Yeah, Lamar's awesome, man. I mean, he's like running. When he is running, he's running into light boxes. 3 receiver sets, 4 receiver sets. OBJ finally caught a touchdown last weekend, and it didn't even come from Lamar. It came from fucking Tyler Huntley because it was a blowout. Lamar was on the sideline watching. That's how good they are. I think
I've been saying about Baltimore is I think that they can win in any setting more than any other team. Like,
I agree because they got a strong run game and they could rush the pass.
Yeah, if they're on the road, if they're in snow, if they're in heat, if they're in wherever. I'm going to take Baltimore to cover. I'm going to go against you again.
All right. I don't hate it, though. I mean, I get it. Baltimore's my Super Bowl pick. Atlanta. Wait, hold on. Let's make sure we don't get another 1 o'clocker. Okay. Atlanta, Arizona.
Oh,
Atlanta.
Have you transitioned?
What do you mean?
Because I call them noon games.
Oh, yeah. They're one. Yeah, I've transitioned.
Brutal, man.
Well, like big noon kickoff here, college football, it's really a noon kickoff for me. I mean, I live.
That's true.
I can't fuck. You know how I get confused with these things. I have to. I can't wake up.
Yeah, how are you doing with daylight saving time? Because you're honestly very smart and knowledgeable, but time zones, it doesn't work, and your brain won't do it.
No, I just like I don't want to. You know what I mean? Like, I could probably, but I just don't. I only care. I'm selfish, and I only care about myself. I just need to know when I need to get from point A to point B. You know, when I need to pick up my son, when he's done with school, what time I need to be on the radio, what time my radio hits up. Which, speaking of. Anyway, I digress. We move on. Let's go out to Arizona, where the Cardinals are 1.5-point dogs. And I bet the Cardinals. I'm worried about Atlanta in my playoff bets, my over 8.5 win total, because Arthur Smith sucks. They don't have a quarterback. They're not using Bijan for whatever reason. Like, here's the thing, right? If there's a game where Tyreek Hill has 3 targets and Mike McDaniel goes to the podium and he's like, well, we'll get him the targets next game. You know, it was a Jalen Waddle game. He had 10 catches, 2 touchdowns. That makes sense. You use Tyreek Hill as a decoy to take the top off the defense as your speed guy. You know, if the Raiders are even like, we didn't use Devontae, it was a Jacoby Myers game. Makes sense. If you draft a fucking running back in the top 10, top 5, he needs 25 to 30 carries a game. Like Adrian Peterson, Derek.
Yeah, they're treating him like we treat Aaron Jones.
Or you better be fucking 9-0. You know what I mean? Because like,
Arthur Smith, I hate Arthur Smith. You're not smart, dude.
He's like, you're doing more as a decoy. You're not winning football games. Get the ball to your best player.
Arthur Smith thinks he's one of these, he should be a high school coach because he's one of these guys that think like, only I can understand football, and you guys aren't privy. And you know, oh, fuck you guys for reviewing tape. And the fact that like Pro Football Focus is a thing. Fuck you, you know. Fuck everyone. Fuck you off. You doubt me. I'm the fucking Wink did fuck my girl. I'm still standing here saying fuck the free world.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, yeah, yeah. Desmond Ritter did fuck my girl. That's why I benched him.
But I know something about you. You went to Cranbrook. That's a private school.
I think Arizona wins this game. I kind of think Kyler's going to ball out the next couple weeks because he wants to get out of a shitty situation or prove that he's a starting quarterback so he continues to make that money. Give me the Cardinals.
Yeah, I hate
the battle of the
Birds. I don't like the Cardinals. I don't like the Kyler Murray Cardinals. I don't like Kyler Murray. I think he stinks.
Okay.
But I don't know that take him to win because they're all coming back, I think. Connor's coming back, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's going to be like a big old party. And then their fans are going to be like, I wish we would have lost because of draft pick. Kyler needs to win. That's the thing. Kyler needs. Oh, take Cardinals. What's the over under right now? Take the over. Kyler needs these wins so the Cardinals can get out of that draft position so they're not tempted with May or Williams. Kyler Murray, second half MVP, take it to the fucking bank because he has his job on the line. Okay.
Yeah, but, like, what if he wants to get himself into a different situation? You know where he'd be perfect? Atlanta.
Yes. Anyone fast, like Lamar, anyone like that would be fast.
Well, yeah, they could have. They didn't even make Lamar an offer. They're fucking dumb. They're like, we got our guy Desmond Ritter. Oh, my God. Dallas is a 16.5-point favorite over the Giants. In a divisional game, give me the Giants, plus 16.5. Give me Danny DeVito's son, Tommy. In the New York football Giants, if Brian Daboll was really coach of the year, I get he's coaching a shit show right now. If he was really coach of the year last year over Sirianni, who took a team to the Super Bowl, he should be able to cover 16.5 in a divisional rivalry game. So give me the Giants plus 16.5 against the Cowboys.
No, I think the Cowboys, I think they go pedal to the metal is a phrase that I made up. That means like I when I hit my gas pedal and go really fast, I'm like, well, I'm going to the metal.
Yeah, you didn't make that up though.
Oh,
that's literally been like
I did make out Blackout Wednesday. I fucking know I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
They were saying that in Joliet, Illinois, Blackout Wednesday at Larson's bar.
When?
I mean, well, we were going to the bars in like sophomore year of high school for Black Wednesday.
Yeah, I made it. I made it up before that.
No, you didn't.
Fucking no, I did.
No, you didn't. You heard it from somebody else.
Nope.
It's like when my cousin like thought that he had this great idea and he tried to take it to Shark Tank, Mark Cuban's show, and it was a toothbrush with toothpaste already in the toothbrush. And he told me about the idea, and I looked at him in the eye, and he's my cousin that's 10 years my elder. He's older than me. I looked up to him growing up as a role model, and I said, this has literally been a fucking thing for like 20 years now. You didn't come up with this invention. You've seen this somewhere. And in your head,
you know what I invented after I got kicked off the radio? I invented being able to deliver audio and video in a different platform. I invented podcasting.
Mm-hmm. I invented nothing.
You invented Nathan.
I did that. All right. Let's go out to Seattle. Even flow. Got to set the tone with some grunge music. Oh, he lives. Toby's. Yeah. The toe.
I'm still alive in that survivor pool, dude.
What?
I'm still alive in that survivor pool.
Oh, me too.
Who,
I got a different name though. Yeah, I got a different name on there. I forget.
Why?
Because I don't mean to do it, but like I use different aliases and names now. I was going by Johnny True Love because what I do is, and I'll give you a little taste of it. So I bet women's college basketball, and I have an uncle who used to coach, in like this year we're 15-1. So, for example, I mean, this will be too late, but you could go back and check if we won this one. Southern Illinois over 145. That game's coming up at 6 p.m. on Thursday night. So, Southern Illinois, Edwardsville, we're taking the over 145. But I keep getting shut down from all these books that won't allow us to bet women's college basketball So sometimes I accidentally will put like Johnny True Love or one of my other three names on something, you know, because we want to keep winning the monies because I got braces to pay for and all types.
Well, I'm taking the Seahawks is why I bring that up. They're my survivor pick.
Who are they playing again? The Seahawks.
This is the one.
Oh, yeah.
Literally talking about.
Yeah, yeah. I like the I'm with you, dude. I had the Commanders last week. I had the Commandos outright. But I think they get bounced here. Seattle needs a win. And Geno hasn't looked very good.
They'll do what Detroit did. Detroit went to Baltimore, got their ass kicked, came back home and won. That's exactly – Seattle's going to do the same thing.
Yeah, it'll be – the headline here in D.C. will say sleepless in Seattle.
This is
– sackless in Seattle.
This is the
– it'll be Geno sitting there. Like,
this is the longest I've ever been in a Survivor League. The previous high I held was week two.
Wait, so who's your pick this week? I'll tell you if you're going to lose or not.
Seattle.
Let me look real quick.
No, Seattle.
You should use the Panthers against the Bears.
Last week I used the Steelers on Thursday Night Football. It was so nice to just get it over with.
Ooh, I would have used them this week. Who do they play again?
The Steelers. They play us.
I know, exactly. All right.
The other team I was thinking about was none. I was thinking about none other teams.
Yeah, you're right, dude. I think have you used the Cowboys?
Yeah. That's the obvious one.
Yeah,
Bills, man, Bills are good, but
I think Denver might beat Buffalo. I think Denver's becoming like a good football team. Yeah, we'll get there in a second. I don't really have much interest in this game. Raiders, Jets. I should, because it should be Aaron Rodgers against Davante Adams, but instead it's
Zach Aiden
O'Connell.
Levitard's taking that conspiracy that he never really heard his Achilles mainstream.
I've never given a fuck about like less of a fuck like than any of this stuff. Even like the Rodgers stuff anymore. Like, God bless college football and things I actually
care Why about. Did the Jets keep Zach Wilson?
He sucks.
The Jets are like, hey, I'm married to my high school sweetheart, but I'm going to go off to college and find the college girl. But along the way, I'm also going to be with you, but I'm just fucking this college girl. And then I'm going to come back to you. Like, I'm coming back to you, but I'm just going to fuck this girl for a while.
They should have paid Mike White and cut Zach Wilson if they couldn't get anything, because he sucks.
If you're bringing in someone because Zach Wilson sucks, you don't try to have him learn under Rodgers, so that he's still going to suck. It's not like Rodgers is going to be like.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you, dude. Like, he's no good. He's not good at all. If they had Mike White, they'd be able to win these games. They'd be able to move the ball. Problem is, I think they couldn't get anything.
I'm all in on the Antonio Pierce bandwagon, so I will take the Raiders.
Me too.
At home. The Jets are a half point favorite. I've honestly never seen a half point as a favorite.
Yeah, I like the I'll go with you on the Raiders.
How are they a half point favorite?
I don't know.
It's a pick. That doesn't even make sense. Is that a typo?
No, it's just who wins. I mean, it's different at different books. Like, I got them as 1 point dogs, the Raiders. We'll take that. Let's go with that.
Half point.
Take the 1 point in case it's 28-27. Get the push at least. All right, let's head out to Save Green Bay, right?
Yeah, and I don't want to talk too much. I've talked way too much about Buffalo on the radio, so I'll take the Bills to win, and I don't want to talk about this game.
Okay, I'll take the Broncos to win.
Now, your trash game of the week, which I am spending money to go see in Pittsburgh. I'm getting there, and then I think on Saturday – I will be going to the Penguins Sabres game.
Wait, dude, we forgot to pick one of the best games of the weekend. It's because I bet it was at the top. Chargers Lions. I like the Lions to beat the Chargers. Jared Goff. Too. Usually I bet against Jared Goff on the road, but he's just what going
is
back.
That game? Is that a 1 o'clock game?
No, it's a 4:05, so it snuck up on me.
Oh, so I can watch it?
Yeah. I like the Lions in that game.
It's hard being at NFL games on the early slate because then you got to like wait until they do their red zone updates every fucking
time. I don't really like going to games. I kind of just like sitting on my couch, to be honest with you.
Yeah, me too. But it's nice to go with the boys.
Oh, it is. You're right. Like, you got to go to one game a year. Don't get me wrong. But yeah, I like the Lions, dude. Like, Jared Goff.
And I've never been to Pittsburgh. And what else would ever get me to Pittsburgh? Like,
all right, so I'm taking the Steelers. I'm not like the Steelers haven't lost at home to the Packers since Bart Starr was fucking quarterback, which is a little bit of an overrated, like misleading stat because
no, it's not.
They don't see the Steelers, and when they do, like sometimes, you know, obviously they play at Lambeau, but still, I mean, tough place to play. Mike Tomlin, a way better coach than LaFleur. Kenny Pickett and Jordan Love are like the Spider-Man meme where both are shit for the first three quarters of a game, but then they could turn it on in the fourth quarter. But I know one thing about the Steelers pass rush. TJ Watt actually like gets home, and I love Rashawn Gary, but other than that, you know, and Packers defense played a little bit better last week. Granted, it was against the fucking Rams and Brett Rippon, Wisconsin, but I like the I unfortunately have to take the Steelers here.
Aaron Nagler had a tweet about the last Packers team to win in Pittsburgh, and I'm quote tweeting it and say, I'm about to make this all about me. Going to the game this weekend. If the Packers haven't won in Pittsburgh since Bart was there, I'll rectify that on Sunday. Guaranteed dub for the green and gold.
Really?
Because I'm going to be there. Bart's going to be there.
That's a good point. I didn't even think about that.
This is the way that you have to pick games, Ryan. Let me tell you, the one who does it professionally, I'm taking New England and Germany because USA fucking rules. And I'm taking me in, and I'm taking me to win because I'm me. I put the me in media. I put the me in me going to Green Bay Packer game. I put the me in pierogi sandwich.
No, you don't.
I put the me in. I put the me in. Oh, daddy.
The fuck is going on? All right, so my official bets for the weekend. I like the Saints. I like the Texans. I like the Jags. I like the Lions. I like the Broncos. College football exclusive. You know what? Actually, fuck that. You got to listen to my show. But I do like Penn State plus 4.5. There's a little bonus pick for you.
I don't have anything else. We talked at the beginning about the Brewers and Cubs. Sometimes we use that to talk about the Packers. I don't really have much else to say. I think anything to say is just kind of repeating ourselves. I do hope that this game on Sunday isn't like I'm checking my fucking watch kind of bored on some of these games. Like that game was for three quarters, just boring. All these other games, I'm having the time of my life. I watch Bears, Panthers. I watch Patriots, Colts. And this guy right here is having the time of his life. I'm just like, wow, football's so cool. And then when I watch our team, it's kind of the same thing. Grant always says this with the Brewers, Grant Bills, is he watches baseball and then he watches the Brewers. And he's like, there's no way the Brewers play that sport that I'm watching. I'm watching these playoff games in Philly. The Brewers do not play in the same sport. And the Packers are like boring as fuck. And I'm going.
Yeah. It's because that's what fans do.
Fan is short for fantastic time.
That's what happens when you trade away your Hall of Fame quarterback for Lucas Van Ness. Guys, Lucas Van Ness.
When you put it that way.
Is that Dutch Van Ness? Has to be.
I don't fucking know.
Remember the Flying Dutchman, Rick Smits?
Remember Dutch from The Shield?
My best friend's name is Dutch. His last name is Duchesne, but we call him Dutch. I never understood it, but that's when you know it's time to go probably on the podcast.
Ryan, appreciate your service.
Hey, man, I appreciate you having me every single Wednesday or Thursday, you know, whenever we can make this work. Hopefully we could get on a more routine schedule, but
that's up to you.
Shit's been crazy around here, man. Shit's been wild. Hopefully everybody in my studio stops getting sick, and hopefully next time we talk, I could give you a review of my 41st, count it, 41st Dave Matthews
podcast. Spoon and Spoon!
Dude, he opened with that last night.
Fuck yeah.
It's a good song. Alanis on that song.
Is she there?
No, but she's on the song. That's her.
Did you ever do Halloween?
Yeah, he does, actually. I'm hoping to hear it.
Halloween. I love that song.
Barry on.
Are you satisfied? Walk away. I'm talking to you. Oh, I love when he screams.
I know. It's like, where the fuck did that come from? That's what I love. Like, you know what? When I go and get my vitamins from the vitamin shop, they're always like, you got any plans this weekend, bro? And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to see Dave Matthews. And they're like, Dave's still touring? And I'm like, fucking Dave's still touring. Dave would come in here right now and put a sack right on your chin. Very underrated musician. And like, I don't get the people, like, all of a sudden, like, the cool thing is to like hate the Dave Matthews Band. Don't get
The cool thing is to hate Marvel.
Playing perfect harmony on that stage. You get the guitar, you get the drums, you get the fucking saxophone, you get the clarinet.
Funny the way it is when you think about it.
Yeah.
Not a good job, but he had to move out east.
Yeah. Love the East Coast, man. Love it, baby. Love it. You know what I miss most about the Midwest? You guys don't understand what you have. The pizza, but Italian beef and jardiniere. They don't have any jardiniere out here. I have to import jardiniere from back home.
It's funny the way it is when you think about it. Craig Council wants to manage the Cubs because it's a short commute to work. Milwaukee's become a suburb of Chicago thanks to Craig. Shout out Spark Guy Take.
Funny when you think about it. You got the Brewers who were a couple years ago were in the NLCS. The Bucks who just won the NBA Finals and the Packers. But there's no sports radio station in Milwaukee.
Funny. Bob and Brian were taking over.
Hey, y'all, you know what I watched the other night? Law and Order. Did you see the tits on Sandra? My God.
Funny the way it is when you think about it. I'm embarrassed by a little pit stain, so I'd rather take off my shirt.
Oh, dude, I came from the gym. I got, like, the sweats going on. Oh, yeah, looking good. That's what I'm talking about. Watching over the sea or whatever the hell they say. That's my wife's favorite song. I got to get a photo of that.
Oh, fuck.
This is the perfect way. I should put in, like, my tabs. Sometimes when I take like screenshots, I like to put like xvideos.com and I send it to my wife. Just, you know, like things that you wouldn't want to do, I like just do just for the shit of it.
That's why you're Horvat. Thanks, buddy.
You're goddamn right. All right, man. Hey, I'll see you later.
Funny the way it is when you think about it. That was fun. Ryan Horvat. Great to have him back in the saddle. Oh, boy, boy, boy. I got some voicemails as these proceedings continue. I also do want to tell you about Tupelo Honey. They're downtown, and they are I don't know if I'm I'll have to ask. Because I wanted to say, like, I want to swear. I want to emphasize how delicious it was by swearing. You know, because I'm on a podcast, I can swear because I'm cool. But I wanted to be like, they're so good. You know, I could never do that before. And I want to add that oomph to it. Because I had that sriracha chicken, the honey chicken. And I got to try their breakfast. I've talked to some people about Tupelo Honey. There was somebody the other night. Clybourne on Broadway, across from the Public Market, downtown. Make reservations at TupeloHoneyCafe.com. When you're making your reservation, then you can put, like, there's a message, like, any notes, any special, put Bart Winkler Show or Bart or something or whatever. Say, here because of the Bart Winkler Show, and then you'll get 20% off your food. Up to six people. So do that. And then show me pictures. Do want to do some sort of like get together there. Probably we'll try to take Tim Shea there next week. I don't know if he knows or not. Or if he thought that invite I extended to him was fake, which at the time it was. But then I thought about it and I do want to go back there. But I also do want to treat him to a nice meal because he's a really good friend. Tim is. But I haven't had their breakfast. So I've talked to some people like, oh, I've had their breakfast, but I haven't had the other stuff. Well, I've had the other stuff, lunch, dinner, but I haven't had the breakfast. So I got to get out there for that. Man, country style fried chicken and waffles and fried chicken thighs. And I had the grits and So much great stuff. I haven't even gotten into like the beverages yet, booze or otherwise. So I'll want to try that when I get there. Basically, it's just going to be a once a week thing of me trying new foods at Tupelo Honey. So check them out, TupeloHoneyCafe.com. Get your reservations in downtown Milwaukee, like right where the downtown meshes with the Third Ward. It'd be nice if that big highway wasn't there. So soon it'll be torn down, and then we'll build a park right in front of it. It'll be called Bart Winkler Park. I got a few voicemails I want to get to. Carl's Place, carlovt.com/Bart. Thanks to you guys for always sending me these. Let's start with Landmark, who is calling in. Landmark.
Good morning, Bart. It's Landmark. I wanted to weigh in on the two primary topics you've been talking about this week, which are the Jordan Love situation and the Craig Council situation. We'll start with Jordan Love because I got a little bit more to say about that. So with Jordan Love, the thing here is it doesn't have to be the polar opposite. It doesn't have to be he's going to be amazing, and it doesn't have to be he's trash, garbage, hot mess. But what we can do is what the Brewers always do, which is be the B-boot boys and look at the stats and what we see with our eyeballs. Right now, with Jordan Love, what we're seeing is this man is someone who's going to have a lower completion percentage and some other things that are a little bit scary. Could that change? Yes. You know, there are players like Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts who took huge jumps in their second and third years to improve their completion percentage and improve their play. Do we think that Jordan Love has the same tools as those guys? That's out for debate. But the reason that I bring this up is to say that if we're looking at Jordan Love right now, he is sitting in the tier of quarterbacks that includes Rex Grossman, Gardner Minshew, Blake Bortles, Baker Mayfield. That's a wide range of guys. But if we think that's where he's going to be, and again, we don't know, but statistically and what we see with our eyeballs, that's where he's currently falling as we're here today. And eventually, a decision's got to be made. So jury's still out. We're still going to figure it out, but that's the way that I look at it. We can do some projections and make a decision from there. Now, the other thing with Craig Council, I'm going to break up the old parenting speech. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. Now, people will say, oh, you can't blame Mark. You can't blame Craig. You can't blame anybody. Everybody's got some blame in this. The Brewers never should have let it get this far. That was one thing that your boy Chuck said. It's like, if Craig said to them that he's going to be out here in the streets looking at jobs, they should have been out there looking at new managers. They could have made a very competitive offer to him early on and not let it drag out this far. You know, it's disappointing that he went to the rival, but he played out his contract, so he used that wild card to go do what that man needed to do. But anyway, hope you have a good time in Pittsburgh, and I'll catch you later. Bye.
See you, Landmark. No, I'm still fucking furious. Craig's a bastard, and I'll never root for him again. But at least I don't have to, like, pretend root his kids on. I'm not going to root against him. I just, now I can go back to not giving a shit. Craig's son won state. Who fucking cares? Craig. Different Craig. This is our guy, Craig Thompson.
Hey, Bart, Craig Thompson. Hey, I'm just calling to weigh in on the whole Craig Council to the Cubs thing, and I couldn't agree with you more. What I don't understand is I've been a Brewers fan my whole life. I love baseball. I suck. I cannot play baseball. So I've always been a huge Brewers fan. And when I found out David Stearns was going to the Mets and there was a good idea that Council was going to the Mets, it took all season for me to come to terms that there would be a good chance that Craig Council may be holding up a World Series trophy as a New York Met if Stearns could, you know, somehow not go crazy and do stupid things like Mets front offices usually have. The problem I have is him going to the Cubs. Like, you were talking the other day about us being cursed. If there is a curse, can the baseball gods please curse the Cubs again? It's just not fair. He's going to be, what, the highest paid manager in the history of baseball? He's going for a team that could very easily become a contender within a season or two. Then what, he's going to win the World Series and still be able to live at home and drive 80 miles or whatever it is to games? Like, it's just not fair. Like, if there is a God, a baseball God, please curse the Cubs. please do not let this happen, because it's just, it's not fair. I've suffered. I'm 52 years old. I've suffered my entire life. I was never so happy as to see him when I was like 12 years old or 11 years old in 82. Thinking, my God, I can't wait to watch them. It has been forever. And the only hope I had was that our team, like, he's a good manager. He was able to create a lot with nothing. And it's just not fair. I agree with you 100%. Like, I am now turned.
I'm just pausing it for a second. I'll have that finished. But that's the kind of guy, Craig Counsell, that you're fucking over. That's the kind of guy you said fuck you to. Guys like Craig. That's the kind of guy you said fuck you to when you said you're born a Brewer. And the more I think about this, if Craig Counsell had it in the back of his mind one day that he wanted to manage for the Cubs, I don't know. Just like this May fucking flower truck at midnight bullshit. Would it have been better this whole time if he said, God, you know, I really respect the Cubs. I could see myself there someday. Yeah, probably. We'd probably be like, ah, fuck you. Be a Brewer. And he'd be like, look, I grew up watching the Cubs too. They were different leagues. We'd be like, oh, so did all of us. Okay. Like I just talked about with Horvat. But it was so out of nowhere. It's like, it fucking pisses me off. Cubs fans telling us to get over it. Yeah, that's because you're on the good side of it. Look at these Brewer fans. Look how upset they are. Look how happy you are. Every action has an opposite and equal reaction, you dumb fucks. You're happy, which means someone's sad. Funny the way it is. Someone's happy stealing a manager, and the Brewer fans are sad. Come on.
Oh, my God, I can't wait to watch them. It has been forever. And the only hope I had was that our team, like, he's a good manager. He was able to create a lot with nothing. And it's just not fair. I agree with you 100%. Like, I am now turned off on baseball. Like, I don't even know if I can watch baseball. So, neither that. And the only other thing I want to touch on are these window lickers who want the Packers to tank so we can be in the get a top 10 draft pick. So right now, if we were to finish out in what, we're going to jump up to say number four, because Carolina, Chicago, and Arizona are all going to, you're locking in the top three there, and with Chicago getting at least two of those picks. So what are we going to move up to number four? Then what? Well, I'll tell you what our number four pick is going to be. Will either be Dan Jackson, Javon Bullard Jr., or David Daniel Savon Jr. You know who those are? They're Georgia safeties that no one's ever heard of, because that's what we do. We overreach. We don't take the best available player athletically. We take what we think that Gutekunst thinks he needs right away, and damn where they fall. So if he thinks we need a safety, and for some reason the last few years, the Georgia G...
Uh-oh. Let's finish.
I'm sorry, I have to finish this thought. I was hoping to get under 3 minutes, but again, this is current. So what I was saying was that just because Georgia pays licensing fees to the Green Bay Packers for the use of the G doesn't mean that we have to draft first-round Georgia players every year. And so to all you guys who are thinking, oh, wow, we got the number four pick, we're the fourth, blah, 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 and there sits Marvin Harrison Jr. or whoever else, and Bo Nix or whoever. And all of a sudden you hear one of those three names, don't tell you I didn't warn you, because like I said, we don't pick, because there is nobody above Gutekunst who cares. They don't care. The top brass, Mark Murphy, does not care. He'd rather finish Lambeau World and make sure that he has the amusement park set before we put another Super Bowl trophy in. What does he care? So that's my 2 cents. Enjoy your time in Pittsburgh, and we'll look forward to hearing from you on Monday. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Thanks, Craig. I probably won't. I don't know what I'm going to do. When I went to Buffalo, I brought all my equipment out there, but I drove. I'm not putting all the shit on a plane. I might just do a YouTube. I don't know how I'm going to get it on Spotify. Also, why am I acting like I'm the most important show ever? If I don't have a Monday show, I'll live. And so will all of you. I'm always like, should I do a show? I've been dancing around it all week. Like, am I promoting myself? Am I promoting myself not doing a show? That makes no fucking sense. Here's Matt in the Falls.
Hey, Bart, it's me. Listen, there's something I want to point out because it keeps getting brought up. It doesn't keep getting brought up. That's the thing. So this council versus Favre thing, as far as like who's the bigger betrayal, and all these things about all the, you know, all the times that you've said Favre went to the Vikings, blah blah blah. You never said that he went to the Jets first. So council going straight from the Brewers to the Cubs is inarguably worse than Favre going to the Vikings, because he went to the Jets first. It wasn't like I'm leaving, like, you know, it wasn't the direct fuck you of going from the Packers to the Vikings. That would have been worse than council. But since Favre went to the Jets and he was like, I guess I'll go play for the Vikings. Yeah, that'll be funny. I'll go fuck the Packers. But it didn't have a direct cutting effect. So let's keep that in mind. And with that, I think we can say that council is definitely worse.
Yeah, the quickness of it all. So I was asking, is it like, at least with Favre, there was that long buildup. There was the animosity. It all sucked. I'm not making it. It all sucked. But this is so sudden. I don't even know that we fully processed what happened yet. Maybe we won't until we see him in that Cubs jersey. Jesus, God, that's going to suck. Odds out for the next Brewers manager, betonline.ag. Don Mattingly, 3-1. Pat Murphy, 5-1. Ricky Weeks, 6-1. Gabe Kapler, 8-1. Others include Victor Estevez, Joe Espada, Rodney Linares, Troy Snicker, Walter McKinvin, Clayton McCullough, Hank the Dog, the fucking trash can I had on my head 15 minutes ago, and a piece of poop. The Bart Winkler Show. Bucks in action on Thursday, and they lose to the Pacers, coming off of a back-to-back. And it's one of those back-to-backs where you are home and then you have to travel. So it's two games in a row, but you do have to have a little bit of travel. Not that Indianapolis is super far away, but travel is travel. The Bucks lose 126 to 124. There was a last second Chris Middleton make at the end. Now they lose by 2 points. And this isn't really reflective on this night. I'm going to use this night as an example, but it is something that I always question. There were 2 points that the Bucks gave the Pacers tonight. That was when Adrian Griffin got ejected. He had two technicals in one sequence and then got ejected. And I have a hard time, and I understand like why coaches sometimes want to get ejected. It fires up the team or whatever. In this case, the Bucks were leading, and Giannis just made a bucket, and the Bucks were leading. But Griffin, I think, had it in his mindset based on post-game comments on Wednesday that he wanted to show Giannis that he was defending him, that he needs to do a better job. Like, and this is something that we wish Bud would have done. Giannis got officiated. He hasn't been officiated maybe the best of all these like superstars. And Bud would always just kind of like sit there. But if Griff was going to do this, I think the time to do it was when like things were happening. You don't get ejected the next day. It's like in baseball. If you're mad that the Chicago Cubs showed you up, you don't then fly to Pittsburgh the next day and bean the Pirates. Like you're not, it's happening. You're mad at the wrong set of refs. You're mad against the wrong team. So I thought it was curious. I did see a lot of people online being all pumped up saying, hell yeah, Griff, that's exactly what we need. We need that fire. And I'm thinking, I hope those 2 points don't come and bite us in the ass. And I think they did. Now, we don't know how the game would go. And, you know, it's hard to take those. But I'm not totally keen in situations saying, all right, here's points. I'm going to do something to get back at you. Here's points. I'm going to do something to get back at you. Here's first base. You're giving these things up. I don't necessarily like doing that. The Bucks did have a lead, and it looked like they were going to extend that lead. And then we're missing some shots, and the Pacers shots went down. which tends to happen when you have a lead and then don't have a lead. That tends to be the sequence. And then the Bucks had a nice look from Chris. He kind of leaned into a three-point shot, but I thought it was a decent look. And then he got that look again and then made it. But time had expired, and they lost by 2 points, 126 to 124. Again, no Damian Lillard tonight. I'm not sure if I actually referenced that or not, but no Damian Lillard tonight. You know, resting him. This was the first time that we didn't see him. Great comment here from Captain Cools Man. If you don't know why we did, if we don't know why we got Dame, this game should explain it. And they probably win that game with Dame. So this is what I think we need to take stock of at this point in the season for the Bucks is how, what kind of, what are you going to take away from the game? What do these games mean to you? What is, what did you see tonight? Did you see a team that on a back-to-back without Dame, Griff got, you know, ejected, Prunty's out there on his own, Giannis did everything he could, putting up 54. Some nights it's not your night. Did you see that? Did you see, hey, this was a winnable game, even with all those things stacked against them? Bucks blew it at the end there. Did you see that? Did you see what is happening? This is pretty bad. Wow, we really need Dame. Holy shit, what happened? Did you see that? It's just kind of like, what did you see? Did you see another game where the Bucks like never comfortably have it? They are trying too hard to get these wins or even be in these games. And I'm worried about that because it seems to be a little harder for the Bucks than it is for a team like the Sixers, who the Bucks beat, or the Celtics, who finally got a loss. So it's like, what do you want to make of these games? I think is the question. For me, I think that at this point, you know, with the Bucks, I've always been like, we'll see what happens. The record doesn't bother me at 5-3. This loss kind of sucks. They'll look to get back on track against, I believe, the Magic on Saturday. But again, long-term view, I don't know what this is going to mean. But then if I look at my own logic, hey, you gave up 2 points in the third quarter. Don't know what it means. You gave a game to the Pacers here. Don't know what it means. And you'll just kind of see. As far as how the team's playing, I think that they're playing fine. I thought they'd be playing better at this point, with or without Dame. I thought they'd be playing better. That's just my expectations that I put on it, the excitement of getting Dame. Giannis, when Dame is on the floor, took 7 three-pointers last night. On Thursday, he took 1. I don't know what the rationale is behind that. Jake says, Prunty mismanaged that fourth quarter. Texas Badger says, Griffin is a shit coach. And then hits the caps button to say, what the fuck is wrong with this team? Dave says, I'm pissed at Craig still, so I'm going to take it out on Griffin tonight instead. John, they have to trade for a perimeter defender. It's apparent they're playing to score off layups and threes. And no one outside of Giannis can make either. Bobby would be the guy that gets traded in that, right? If we're going to trade for somebody, Bobby Portis would be like our last remaining guy that would provide value to a team that someone would want. And Bobby, like the other night, he had that great end of the first quarter, and he's you know, mayor of Milwaukee, and you don't want to trade him. And I'm sure the Bucks are going to have to take a hard look at that because it's the same. Like, you got Dame. So if you got Dame, that precludes you to maybe not rest on your laurels. If you got Dame and you see there's an area to improve, like, you already got Dame, so now you better. I mean, we're on this path. I don't know. I do have a feeling that they do make a trade at some point. I mean, or again, we're 3 months out, but I do have a feeling that this team, as constructed, will have a new face or two on it. Al Farouk Aminu for 3 says, guys, I'm a Blazer fan. I've watched every Bucks game this far. Coaching is slacking. I think you've come to the right place. I think a lot of people in these chats agree with that. And again, it's a young coach. And I think Griffin made a young mistake tonight where he felt bad that he didn't have Giannis's back. And then he wanted to show he had Giannis's back. And then he got ejected. I think that was an unnecessary ejection. I don't think the situation called for it. Giannis, like, looked confused. Just back of your head. Like, you don't have to. It's like in sports radio. You know, I've got these 4-hour shows I would do. And I would have this one take that I really wanted to get out there. And if I did a 6 to 10 show in the morning, I would think, when do I want to use this take? I'm very excited to use this take, but when do I want to use it? I'd say, when are the most people going to be listening? So I think 7:30, 7:45, that's when I can hit it. And then we'll get some calls and reaction and can carry us through the morning. I'm not going to go right in at 6:01 and be like, Rodgers is faking his Achilles. No, you gotta make sure the audience is there and the setting's right. Griff, the very first day that he can see an opening, just like the ref, the very first chance he could get a technical on Giannis. Good to see the NBA media, especially Stephen A. Smith, saying he's going to call the league office and put in support to that. Q says, what a game. That was wild. Bucks battle back from the first half. Sad to waste a Giannis 50 burger. That is always sad. 54 tonight for the Greek Freak with 12 boards. Matt says, another thing to remember is that the Bucks are the number one target in the East. Teams want to beat us bad, as they should. Pacers did that tonight. Dave throws in $1.99 to say hi. Hey, Dave. Basement Dave. Zach wants to know how far we are away from a new mic. Oh, yep. We're good. I'll take care of that from now on. Any other money that would be contributed to the stream will now be for Pittsburgh drinking money. So maybe keep it in your pocket. Jerry said, yeah, yesterday Griffin said he was basically going to get tossed. Why choreograph that? You made a mistake. You feel like you made a mistake. I don't know that Griffin had to be ejected. Texas Badger says, why the fuck have a young coach with an experienced team? That's a fair question. That is a fair question. Adrian Griffin comes into this setting, and when he came here, Dame wasn't here. But it was already going to be a pressure-filled situation. And so I think the Bucks got the guy that they think they wanted. And I'm not being out on Griff guy yet. Okay, it's November. But the clock that he has is going to be different than other coaches. And especially because he doesn't have experience. So if Nick Nurse came here, who had won a title and was having a start where we could criticize it, and he's a veteran, he's coached. Griff's never done that. So Griff has to do well on his first try. And he would get a second job because, once you're in, you get recycled. But I don't know. I think that it's way too early to be talking about what I just was talking about, but also there are concerns about if he was the right guy. And I don't know the answer to that. And I think the only way that we're going to know the answer to that is if they win the championship or make the Eastern Conference Finals and get fucked in some way, whether it's injury or bad luck. But if Griff doesn't make the Eastern Conference Finals, I do think his job is up for grabs. And this is not reactionary to a loss tonight. This is consistent with what I've been saying the whole time, is that his pressure is different than anybody else's. Dave says, if only we could trade for a Jrue Holiday. Well, we don't win last night. That'd be true. John, I was thinking Bobby for sure could get traded. I've likened his defense more. However, Pat and Malik have disappointed me. I don't think it's a conversation right now, but maybe Brooke in the future. I don't know. I mean, we'd have to get somebody back. Brooke still is not being used as a scorer. Brooke Lopez points by game 13, 13, 11, 6, 13, 4, 14, 2. I thought maybe tonight he'd get some more buckets with Dame out, and maybe they revert back to kind of how they played a little bit without Dame. 54 for Giannis, 19 for Middleton in 20 minutes. So his minute usage is up. We'll still see when he's good to go. And that's part of the start to the season also. Malik Beasley, 13 minutes. I like Malik Beasley. Campaign with 7 points, 13 points for Beasley, I should say, and 11 for Portis off the bench. Not a lot of Andre Jackson, which a lot of people are. It's like that meme where we're walking with Beauchamp, but we're looking back at Andre Jackson, but we want them both to play. And at least they are playing. Okay. If this was Bud, God, who would have got the minutes tonight if this was Bud? Beasley and Payne probably would have played 39-40 instead of 29-30. Beauchamp might have got 5. Connaughton would have got 30 for sure. Jackson would not have played. Beauchamp might have, again, played 5. Robin Lopez would have come in the first quarter for like 2 minutes and then not the rest of the game. That was a classic Bud move. Here's a guy for 3 minutes and then not the rest. This team will be just fine. That's from Tony Thurston. And I think long-term we agree. And I think that, you know, where I was very excited looking at this team when they first got Dame, I think that, like, this might not make sense, but I think the regular season is going to come harder for the Bucks than the playoffs are. And you might have some teams that coast through the regular season, kind of like inverse of what we've been. Regular season, the Bucks coast, and then it's playoff time, and it's like they step on their own dick. At least it wasn't an IST game from Q. Absolutely. This was not a tournament game. So we only lose a game in the regular season. We did not lose a game in group play. Wayne says, as great as Giannis is, he has to be smarter in certain situations. Matt says, Griff will not be our coach in April. That's Matt in the Falls. Now, Griff did get kicked out of this game. So are some of the issues about Griff tonight Griff issues or Joe Prunty issues? That might have been Terry Stotts coaching tonight when Griff got kicked out. I think Griff choreographing his ejection and then going through with it was a dumb move. Rookie dumb, Matt LaFleur-like move. That's what I thought. JR says, Bud won a championship, dude. Ripping on Bud while watching this team, LOL. I think what I was doing there was I was looking at a box score and I was looking at the minutes played. And then I was thinking about what the minutes would have been like if Bud was the coach. So I was taking the knowledge of how Bud used his rotations and comparing them to how Griff and Prunty used their rotations tonight. I said the young guys wouldn't play, but other than that, I didn't add too much more commentary to it. And I don't feel like I was ripping on him in any way. So again, what I've learned over the years is that when people have an issue sometimes with what I say, it's not what I say that was wrong. It's what you heard. And that makes it a you problem and not a me problem. Justin says, Pacers didn't beat y'all. Bad. We literally had to shoot 40. Is this a Pacers fan? Yeah, they shot 40% from three. Justin says, Pacers didn't beat y'all bad. We literally had to shoot 40% from three from the team. 40 shots, just barely to beat y'all. Giannis, the top three player, I was reminded today. Yeah, don't forget. Don't forget. Top three player. And we didn't have Dame. But congrats on the win. 6-3 for the Pacers. And you got our guy, Halliburton, just up the road from Oshkosh. So mutual admiration, I hope, we can have. Q says 10 minutes to Loki. Q, Loki's already finished. Loki comes out at 8, not 9. You can go watch it whenever you want. It's 9 Eastern. We're Central Time. JR says, Bud won a championship. And then, oh, my fault. Yeah, well, I was being a dick, so. All right, so the Bucks win is what I would like to say. They actually did lose. They will play again on Saturday against the Magic. Would I prefer Bud to be the coach now or no? No. No, they needed to move on. Robert says, gosh darn, I'm disappointed in the results of this basketball game. That seems condescending to me. That seems like a Cubs fan that got in here and now is making fun of me. I'm on high alert. Cubs fans have infiltrated. They're very Skrull-like. Okay, I don't know where they are. I can only assume. I can only try to make you bleed. Taylor says, love the hat. Yeah, I got this at the Bucks Pro Shop. You can get it there. Hashtag not an ad. I am going to Pittsburgh. I do not think I'll have an audio show out on Monday, but I think I will have one out on Tuesday. The next live I'll do will be after Bucks Bulls. That will be on Monday night. Rye Guy says, this season has felt like a roller coaster already. I see a bunch of exciting things. Jay, Marjan, Giannis, etc. Then they crap the bed. I'm excited to see Chris when they're full strength. It has been a roller coaster because you get a little taste of it. Then Chris doesn't play. Dame didn't play tonight. Griff gets fake ejected. So, or fake mad, at least. Real ejected, fake mad. And we'll wrap things up here tonight with Dave saying F the Cubs. You guys have a great one. We will talk soon. And have a good one.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.